Denise, here's another letter I wrote. Just want to let everyone know what I wrote. I am ready, ever so ready. What people don't understand is that I had information overload. Everything stored in my mind until it exploded. I recall for certain that I knew the world and every financial aspect was corrupted. I couldn't trust anyone except Denise. Until Denise's safety was guarded, it all came back to me. I know there's many breaking points. First was where I saw the doctor that Friday. Another was with that day when I went home, where I was petrified of my life. And then another breaking point was a few days later. I saw everything with flashes, as I believe God directed me to visualize it all. For some reason, I always followed my wife, as I never cared about the corruption. I always wanted to be with her, as I knew the life would be completely different. They want to ask questions like what I did afterwards, such as ways to discourage my prior knowledge. I'll be ready to answer those questions, but for the most part, I was mostly frozen being a victim, where I couldn't extend or reach for that information stored in my mind. I absolutely had no knowledge on currency issues. I know that for a fact. I knew prior about the training of employees and the signature of contracts. I had to go to every level to receive assurance that what I knew prior and give each person a fair chance. I knew that the financial statements were not legal because of the auditor's report signature and other flaws. I knew that the only top-level corrupted accountants knew of the whole financial mess, where they got blackmailed with situations so they would never disclose any information. Before I knew prior that only like 5% of the accountants knew of these loopholes and flaws. I believe it was all true, but when it was present, I went to another reality. A reality to shield and protect myself and Denise. There's so much blockage. I was so petrified at times, I told myself, let the corrupt accountants get their way. I had to prove that I was credible. I honestly thought I would never go through the channels to where we are today. And everything that I did, they would discreet me, since the authorities work with the corrupt accountants. Also, when they show certain situations, I know exactly what they're trying to prove or try and make me rationalize, so I think that way. But mostly, it's not true. They have come up with so many scenarios which are not true. The scenario that is true, which had been stated along, which I'll state again. Prior, I knew of the contract signature that would make it valid. I always wanted to be a certified internal auditor and knew of a lot of the flaws and loopholes. The reason why I wrote something about a contract and financial hardship is because I wanted to let the accountants give them some assurance that I already knew what was already going on, but did not want to disclose it. I knew prior about the training issues from an HR class, as I knew completely of what the accountants were doing. I knew all about the automotive industry since we watched a video, as I could read people's behaviors in 1979 to 1981. Also, I knew prior about a log of police, and the questions why they're so dominant in the market. I knew about the vague GAAP standards and the first question when I was a young age. I wanted to know why U.S. GAAP had their own regulations, that they were the only ones that had treasury shares, that you could buy back their own company's shares. Also, when I was in ACC 315, I started to review annual reports, and I could tell there was major error reporting since it was almost identical quarter after quarter. This was always my premonition. What happened in 2006, I always thought of the worst, but I didn't want to always put your mind to it. It was like someone telling you the Bible or something so powerful that you believe in was a whole false piece in your life of this whole time. Or I'll give you another real example. Say if you care for a child, you realize 45 years later that child is that you're not your biological child, that it's someone else's child, and that your real biological child will be coming to see you soon. You won't want to believe it, as your mind will go to a different reality. I went to the top macro level of the organizations. I had to give them a fair chance and see what I believe was true. I received confirmation when the ethics man went on vacation, as I asked him the address. I knew that the whole top level was corrupted, as they would pass the blame on other sources, like the HR department. I had the stroke at work, but I received a major heart attack at my home, where my mother and Denise witnessed it. This is where most of the information was flashed out of my mind. I had to rebuild and ensure our safety levels were met for the information to rebuild in my mind. It came little by little at a time. People may have questioned that I did it to be rich. That is 100% false. I remember exactly that first Monday morning where I had a choice to decide on which way I was going to choose, since I knew it was all true. I did it for the integrity and compassion for society and following my bliss. I do recall that once money did cross my mind. I wiped it that clean, as it was at the bottom of my list or not even on it, as it was focused on the corruption and being a certified internal auditor. Also, I wanted to do was solve the corruption and confront people, giving them a fair chance. I always stayed by Denise's side and never wanted to leave her side. I was so egotistic driven to be a certified internal auditor that even when they endangered my life, I still had hope and ambition later to be that. That is another reason why I never spoke, since I had the mentality that I would be all that in the future. I knew it would never happen after a life-threatening encounter, but I never wanted to lose hope. Recalling now, why was it such a big thing in my life? Why? I don't know why. I guess it's like a three-year-old learning how to skate and plays hockey for the rest of his child and teenage life. And then think he'll go and play in the NHL. Dream and work so hard with so much effort that you want to make it to the big league. So that is what I've written in just the last month or so. And I just want to state everything for the record. That's true. And hopefully everyone stays with peace and love, and just hope Denise stay with me, and we'll be together. Thank you.